It's a day like any other day, and I find myself walking around, and it's nice out, it's not too cold, I don't really need a jacket. Do you feel the air on your skin? Do you feel the breeze? The sky's a little overcast, of course. It always is. I don't really mind it that much, do you? So on this day, I'm walking. And suddenly, the bottom drops out of the sky. And it is pouring. It's pouring down rain. There's nowhere to go. I don't know what to do. I try and seek shelter and I see a gazebo off in the distance. So I head towards it. I take off, running. My shoes are a mess. My clothes are sticking to me. I am drenched. And when I get there, through the haze of rain, I find someone under the gazebo. You. You're seeking shelter too. We look at each other and laugh. We're both totally drenched. And it does not look like the rain's going to let up. Not at all. I might as well introduce myself to you. Hi, I say. I'm Belle. And you tell me your name, and we shake hands. And I can't help but notice you staring at me. Your eyes, they're traveling up and down my body. I can't really blame you. My clothes are basically painted on me at this point. It's not hard to tell what I look like underneath them. So I decide to seize the moment. I'm attracted to you. And I've always had a thing for gazebos. So I raise my eyebrow at you, make direct eye contact. And I start unbuttoning my shirt. And I take the hem of my blouse. And I slowly peel it off of my body. Very, very slow. You watch as water drips down my taut stomach, my ribcage, my waist, underneath my breasts, where my bra is, my cleavage. And I take my blouse, pull it over my head, and drop it with a plop on the floor of the gazebo. You can't help but keep your eyes glued to me. And I tilt my head slightly and look at you. And smile. We might be here a while, I say to you. You look at me, and I see your eyes travel to my breasts, heaving, shivering slightly, and you say, maybe you need someone to warm you. You walk over over to me, and I nod as you take your hands out and cup my breasts. And as you do that in my bra, I reach back and unclasp it. It's lacy and black. It's fancy and expensive. Almost like subconsciously I knew I'd run into you today. And I do the little thing that men love watching women do. And I slowly wiggle my shoulders as the straps fall down, as I make you anticipate seeing my naked chest, seeing my breasts. You stand back a little, look at me. And I part my lips, and I lick my bottom lip. As I peel my bra off and drop it with my wet blouse. I can tell that you're turned on. You have a half-naked woman in front of you who clearly wants more. Before I know it, you're unbuttoning your shirt, and I'm helping you with your pants. And I take your belt, and I undo it. And the top button and the zipper. And after you undo your shirt, you grab my skirt. You unzip it on the side. And you peel it off of me. But as you do that, you kneel, kissing my torso. And you leave my panties on. They're black and lacy, just like my bra. You're kneeling in front of me, my hips in your hands, almost asking what to do. And I look down at you and I say, I know we don't know each other, but I know you want me to. It is raining still. It's really coming down. And you stand. And I peel off my panties for you, slowly turning around to show you my ass. And I look over my shoulder and I say, do you like what you see? I know you do. Grab it, I say, and you do. In one instant, your hands are all over me, greedy and wanting, touching my flesh, gripping, groping, slapping my ass, hands pinching my nipples, listening to me moan. Oh, God. There's no time for niceties, I say. I'm gonna get on all fours, and I want you behind me. Let's not rush this, you tell me. I want to enjoy you. Oh, God, so I'm gonna get down on all fours with you behind me, and you slowly start to tease my pussy with your fingers, slowly finding one finger to my ass. And as you use one hand to tease the head of your cock against my slit, another finger teases my ass, and I moan for you. I bite my lip, and you can tell that I'm loving it. You can tell that I want both holes filled. Oh, you can tell I need it. Maybe this is why we both found ourselves in this gazebo. God. I don't even need you to kiss me. My pussy's dripping. Open. You can see it glistening for you. And that's not the rain. That is just what seeing you has done to me. Knowing that we're stuck together. Knowing that no one's coming under this gazebo. Knowing that we have all this time. Shielded by this natural force. Nature's on our side. It wants us to be veiled here together. To fuck. We were meant to fuck right now. Oh, God. So. You take your finger out of my ass, and I moan a little because I miss the feeling. And before I know it, you take your cock and thrust your hips into me and buck in one hard thrust. Oh, fuck. And you go hard. And I try and brace myself on the wooden planks of the floor. And I feel my knees bruising underneath me. And I don't fucking care. I'm taking your cock and I'm moaning like a whore for you because it feels so fucking good and this is exactly what I needed. I've been walking around all day, watching people nicely, pretending that I didn't need a cock in me. But I needed it. I was so lucky to have found you. Oh God, yes. Keep fucking me like that. Keep fucking me like that, I say. And you do. Oh, it's so nice and thick and hot. And it's warming me from the inside. It doesn't matter that my skin is goosebumped and cold. You are fucking me expertly. Grabbing my hips and thrusting and thrusting and thrusting. Then you grab my hair. Please, choke me. Choke me. And you do. I know we don't know each other. I know we don't know each other, but I'm gonna need you to give me all of your cum. It's okay. It's okay, I'm in birth control. Just, I need you to fucking fill me up. I need you to shoot all of it. All of your cum. I need it hot and sticky deep inside me. Can you do that? Can you? Oh, my hair. Yes, fuck. Can you do that? Do that. Do it. Do it. My cervix is your target. Shoot your cum at me. Please. 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 Please, I want your cum. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh, my God. It's like your cock was made to be in my pussy. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna scream like a fucking slut for you. I want you. I want all of it. I want all of it. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay. Where are my panties? I ask you. You reach over very, very gentlemanly. And you pick them up from a pile of clothes and you hand them to me. And I put them on, dripping wet, so I can have your cum drip out of me, press against my pussy as it falls out. And I sit up and adjust myself, knees red and bruised. I massage them a bit and wince in the pain. And you sit down across from me, cock still red and swollen. And I lick my lips and I say, we might be here for a little while. Remind me, what was your name again?